When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
For the love of God! Stop calling your wife or your girlfriend your partner. We're going live.
Nope. We'll do it live.
This is the Come On Man podcast. And here's your host, Paul Bauer.
Good morning, gentlemen. We're going to have some fun today. We're going to be challenging social norms today, gentlemen and lady or two out there. We're probably going to trigger some people too. That's kind of my thing though. You know, it's kind of my thing. I'm really good at it. Like I'm really, really good at it. I'm really good at triggering people. There's a method to my madness though, guys. And today we're going to be talking about why y'all need to stop calling your wife or girlfriend or your boyfriend or your husband your partner. All right. We're going to talk about that today. I found some interesting tidbits when coming up with this topic. Things you probably didn't even think about before. Hopefully. Maybe you have. I don't know. For instance, when the heck did we start referring to heterosexual couples as partners? When did that even start? Like, well, that wasn't even a thing when I was in high school, right? But Paul, weren't you born 1,000 years ago? I was there 3,000 years ago when the ring was formed. No, yeah, I'm not that old. I'm only 25, guys. It's just my business that I'm in is a very stressful business. Okay, I'm only 25 years old. Sorry, that's not true, Paul. That's not true. It wasn't even that long ago, though. It wasn't even that long ago that we started calling straight couples partner. It wasn't even that long ago. Now, I did find an article that said that it's been referenced in literature going back to, like, I don't know, the 16th century. But it was rare. It was rare. Like, that wasn't a thing. Most people didn't call their wife or girlfriend their partner up until about 10 years ago. It wasn't that long. It hasn't even been that long. Before we get all into it today, man, this intro is short. We can't even get to the super chats. We do have some people in the chat though right now. We have Nurse Chick. She says, happy hump day. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Guys, do join Beer Club. The next hangout is tomorrow night. You can join with a free trial. Okay, join. Show up for the hangout tomorrow night. If you like it, stay in the club. If you don't like it, cancel before you get charged. Okay, it's like a win-win, but you'll like it. We have Gregory Snyder in the house. He says 100% true. I think he's talking about the title, right? She's not your partner. She's your wife or girlfriend. 100% true. And while we're at it, let's stop calling a purse a handbag. These left-wing attempts to manipulate language is diabolical and annoying as hell. Thank you for pointing out the distinction. You know, a part of this, going through the research and stuff like that, one of the things that they're trying to do is they're just trying to take gender out of the language altogether, right? They're trying to take genderized language out of the language altogether. It's like, stop. Like, men and women are not the same. We're just not. Okay. What are you trying to do? What are you trying to do? Trying to make everybody a part of the alphabet community, right? Like Mike saying here, partner equals rainbow flag, right? The thing is, one of the things I'm going to get into today, I'm just vamping to try to kill some time because this intro didn't take long enough. But one of the things that we're going to get into today is that the LGBT community, a lot of people in the LGBT community don't like it that the heterosexual normies are appropriating their language. Okay. So if you want to make them feel better, why are you appropriating their language? Okay. We'll get into that. Guys, before we do though, be sure to, where are we at here? Like, subscribe, hit those notifications, please. New episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And do sound off in the live chat, whether you're on Facebook, X, or on YouTube. All right. That helps these go by much smoother if you participate in the conversation. If you disagree with anything I say, feel free to sound off, okay? I don't ban people from the chat unless they're being complete a-holes, right? If they're bringing up legit topics, like, okay, no problem. I'll even bring it up on screen. I don't care. But do send it as a super chat. If you're going to be a jerk, send it at least as a super chat. Okay. Support the show. Come on. And then if you guys are on Facebook, you can send stars. Nobody sends stars though. Do you even know that you can send stars? You can send stars. And apparently that supports the show somehow too. All right, guys. So let's watch this clip. Let's watch this clip from, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I think it's Brad Lee. Is it pronounced Lee or Leia? Anyway, watch this clip.
He follows me, knows that I'm the boss of my family. Well, that means I'm the boss of her. People are like,
well, she's a human being. You can't be her boss.
I don't mean boss like I'm a dictator and I rule. I'm the leader of the family. She'll tell you the same thing. Now, some people will say,
well, we're equal.
Equal doesn't work. There needs to be roles and responsibilities. Her role and responsibility is to nurture and support the family. My role and responsibility is to provide and protect the family. Those are two traditional roles.
Two traditional roles, right? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Well, the first three comments on that video, I found that video as a short on Facebook because Facebook is better than TikTok and Congress just voted to ban TikTok. I don't know how they're going to do it, but follow me on Facebook. My reels do much better over there. So anyway, these are the top three comments on his video. And I don't know if you guys can read that. It's pretty small, but the first guy here says, dude, welcome to the 21st century, where families are based on mutual support and respect. Your trip from the 19th century may have left you a little disoriented, which is probably why you're talking nonsense right now, right? I love these social liberal people, or it's really blue-pilled mindset, right? Because even a lot of conservative guys have this viewpoint because of our blue-pilled conditioning. You know, so he's talking very condescending right now for having this traditional type relationship with his wife. Okay. This next lady, she says the two different roles are not equal, obviously, but two different roles do not equate to one role being superior to the other. Rather, they equate to a partnership. You said you don't mean dictator or that you rule. Well, it's so whatever. It goes on. She probably wrote a word war. Nobody cares, Diana. Nobody cares. And so then the next guy here, he says, this guy is overcompensating. Seems a bit insecure, right? I posted a meme. Was it yesterday or day before yesterday? And it was like the SpongeBob making fun of somebody. He's like, you're just insecure. That's just like immediately what anyone says when they bring up traditional values or anything like that. You're just insecure. Are we though? Are we? I don't know. He goes, roles and equality between them are not mutually exclusive. Sometimes in some things, I am the leader. At other times and in other things, she leads. I provide. She provides. I don't need blah, 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 blah. Like these guys. The thing is, a lot of people think this way, right? A lot of people think this way, and they think that this is what works. This equality in a relationship is what works, but the divorce statistics clearly show that it doesn't work. It's not working, okay? It's just not working. But it does seem like when we bring up a topic like this, people are upset about there being some kind of hierarchy in the household. Okay. But that's what it is, right? It's a hierarchy. Okay. And in a hierarchy, by definition, it's not equal. It's not. Okay. Now the red pill has figured out over the last 20 plus years of guys swapping notes in forums of what works and what doesn't work in relationship, that despite what women say they want and what they think they want, they respond to a dominant masculine presence. They respond to a man that sets the tone and takes the lead in the relationship. Okay. And the married red pill, yes, guys, there is this thing called the married red pill, because they're like, isn't red pill all about never getting married and just having a harem and indefinitely spinning plates? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Okay, there's this thing called your own mental point of origin, where you do what's right for you. And some guys, no matter what you tell them, they still want a wife. They still want a marriage for whatever reason. So all Red Pill really says about that is that marriage is a bad deal for men. Okay. Know what you're getting into. That's it. We also say that marriage and monogamy is game on hard mode. Right. It's not impossible, though. It's not impossible. Right. So there is this thing called the married red pill. And there are guys that are in the space that are married. And like Rolo, for instance, he's been married, 28 years now? Like, dude's married. He's the godfather of the red pill. Okay. So get out of here with that. But the red pill has figured out that women respond to a dominant masculine presence, right? The married red pill has figured out that the most successful relationships are ones with a captain, executive officer type dynamic, right? Now, others say captain and first officer. Sure, if you're a Star Trek nerd, okay? But I'm a Navy vet, all right? So in the Navy, I prefer captain, executive officer, okay? Captain in the XO. On a U.S. warship, the captain and executive officer are not partners, guys. The captain is overall responsible for the ship, right? If the ship runs aground and the captain is asleep because it's like 1 a.m. and the officer of the deck runs the ship aground, the captain is held responsible because he is overall in charge of the ship, okay? The XO is not held responsible for that, right? XO, I just work here, man. The captain's in charge, all right? They're not partners, right? The executive officer and the captain are not partners. The captain is in charge and the XO works for the captain, okay? Now, the captain does take the XO's recommendations under advisement, but at the end of the day, what the captain says goes, okay? So just like what Brad Leah said, right? He's like, it's not like I'm a dictator. It's not like I'm just barking orders at people, but he's the head of the relationship. Like what he says at the end of the day goes, and I'm sure he takes what his wife says under advisement, but that's not a partnership. Okay. It's not a partnership. And we've found that since men have been raised as nice guys, okay, that they tend to defer to their wives' leadership. Okay. They tend to defer to their wives' leadership. And when they do, their wives will step into the role because, in the absence of a leader in the relationship, someone has to lead, right? Someone has to lead. So, in that absence, the women will step into the role, okay, because someone needs to drive the car. someone needs to be behind the steering wheel, right? So, oftentimes, us as nice guys, we've been raised since World War II, since the baby boom generation, to be nice guys. We defer to our wives' leadership, and when they step into that role, they never trust us to be in that role again, right? And then they resent us. They resent us for having to have taken a role that they never wanted in the first place. Okay. It just goes against their feminine nature. And so then that's where you get the henpecking. That's where you get the nagging, the incessant nagging and bitchy wife. It's because you relinquished your leadership in the relationship, and now you're trying to make her happy. Right. And it's like, you can't, that doesn't work. It doesn't work. Why? Because there's no equality. There's no equality in a heterosexual relationship like that. Okay. It's just not natural. All right. It's not natural. Like, relationships between men and women are not equal. So calling your wife or girlfriend or boyfriend or husband, even women that call their boyfriend or husband their partner, they're not being accurate. They're not being accurate. Okay. We do have a super chat here from Brother Nathan. $2 super chat. He gets this.
I was just going to say it. This guy fucks. Am I right?
Definitely fucks. Thank you for that, Brother Nathan. Guys, do send super chats. That helps support the show. So calling your wife or your girlfriend, calling your wife or your girlfriend partner, it insinuates that there's equality in your heterosexual relationship. It's just not biologically true or true from an evolutionary psychology perspective. Okay. It's just not true. All right. Men on average are bigger and stronger than women. Okay. On average, maybe you, Anon, maybe you married a large and hardy gal. Okay. And she's stronger than you. Even then, you're not biologically equal, are you? With your beast banging ass, with your large girl loving ass. just busting your balls, Anon. Anyway, from an evolutionary psychology perspective, we have this thing called hypergamy. And I am a hypergamy strategist, guys. In a nutshell, hypergamy says that women typically want to be with a man that they perceive as better than them in some way, right? Makes more money, bigger and stronger, makes her feel safe, dominant masculine presence, good leader, that sort of thing. Okay. And oftentimes, like if you go out and ask a dude, hey, would you marry a barista that makes minimum wage? Most dudes are like, how hot is she? Right. A woman couldn't, if a woman is, say, some kind of executive, right? Maybe she works in HR. Maybe she makes, let's say $90,000 a year. You ask her, hey, could you marry that barista over there? She's not like, well, how hot is he? She's like, no, I couldn't possibly do that. Because women typically want to, get with a guy who makes more than them, is better than them at providing, right? Better than them at making the money. Now, some people will argue, well, I don't know, like nowadays, women are starting to make more than men. Well, then, I guess, guys, you're going to have to learn that money is the beta side of hypergamy. And you're going to have to learn game, work on your muscles and your frame if you want these chicks, okay? Because hypergamy still exists. Even if they're making more money, they have to see you as better than them in some way, or they're not going to want to get with you. Okay. And that's one of the big reasons why women shit test men, is they want to see how you react to it. If you can handle her shit, right? Women just, they do that subconsciously because that's what they want. So by itself, if that's the case, if women want a guy that's better than them in some way, that means that the relationship cannot be equal. So she cannot be your partner. Do you understand? Okay. All right. Hopefully I'm making sense here, guys. Do follow me on social media, guys. The links are in the description. Get on my email list, list.comeonmanpod.com. I'll send you some free stickers. I just ordered more stickers. So if you guys have signed up in the last week or two, I'm waiting on a new shipment of stickers. But as soon as I get those in, I'll get those mailed out. If you don't want stickers, a lot of people don't, just write "don't want stickers" in the address field and I won't waste a stamp on you. But you do get 20 dating app openers that are guaranteed to capture a woman's attention in the first 7 words. You also get a free chapter of my book. And yes, I have a whole book, and I do talk about some of this stuff, right? Everything I Wish I Knew When I Was 18. You'll get a free chapter if you sign up for the email list. But guys, the big thing that I want you to do right now is sign up for Beer Club. beer.comeonmanpod.com. Our next hangout is tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern time. It's a good group of dudes. A lot of guys don't have an outlet where they could get together and talk with other men. I'm listening to an audiobook right now called The Big Stick, and it's a collaboration between Dr. Robert Glover and some other guy. And really, it's this other guy writing. Dr. Robert Glover, he wrote the foreword, and the guy is basically, he's basically rewriting No More Mr. Nice Guy, but in his own words and with Dr. Robert Glover's blessing. Anyway, one of the things I learned from Dr. Robert Glover is that men don't connect with other men enough. And that hurts us in the long runs. It's not good for our mental health. It's not good for our testosterone levels. It keeps us in the nursery. It keeps us placating to women. It keeps us, you know, it hinders our masculinity. Okay. So it's good for men to connect with other men. This is an outlet for it. It's only 10 bucks a month. I'll play a commercial for that, and then we'll get back into the topic at hand today. Here we go.
Here's a harsh truth that everybody gets upset about online when I say it. They get upset because of their ego investment into the fairy tale idea of love and partnership. They get upset because of their ego investment into the idea that their woman is their best friend, their confidant. And they think that love will conquer all, and that their woman will be there through thick and thin. The truth is that as a man, your woman is hardwired biologically and psychologically to want you to be her rock. It doesn't work the other way around. Women do not care about your struggles as a man. They may think they care. They may even want to care. But her evolutionary DNA will not let her care. If you bring her your problems, she will lose attraction for you over time, and she will leave. Now, whenever I talk about this, people lose their minds and start talking about men unaliving themselves. The faster that men learn that women don't care about our struggles, the faster we'll save the lives of men. Men off themselves because of their own ego investments in the Disney fairy tale line. And when that fairy tale goes up in flames, they get zeroed out and they end things. Men do need a proper outlet for dealing with their problems, but going to their woman isn't the answer. Men need a tribe. They need a brotherhood. That's why I created my Beer Club. It's a monthly virtual hangout for men only. It's a place where men can be men. It's a place where men can talk about guy stuff without having to worry about offending women. It's a place where they can go without having to worry about being called toxically masculine. It's a place where they can go to solve their problems. Because men solve problems, women cause problems, you dig? Visit beer.comeonmanpod.com. That's beer.comeonmanpod.com to sign up.
That's right, guys. Men solve problems, women cause problems, you dig? all right, so guys, where did this whole partnership mumbo-jumbo start? Now, from my rudimentary research, I found that the term domestic partnership was coined by a gay rights activist in August of 1979 by the name of Ton, is it Broham? Broham? I don't know. I don't know. But it was in 1979 that domestic partnership entered the lexicon, okay? And it entered as a part of the gay rights movement, okay? This is, I mean, honestly, that's why when a lot of people say my partner, people immediately are like, oh, you're gay. Like, not that it's a bad thing, right? You know, whatever. But most people are like, oh, my partner. Oh, are you gay? I didn't know you were gay. And they're, oh, no, I'm not gay. This is my wife or whatever. It's like, well, then just say that. Just anyway. So it's basically created because gay men and gay women, right, like lesbians, didn't have the right to marry. All right, they didn't have the right to marry. Okay, so the idea of a romantic couple being called a partnership, it didn't really start gaining ground until almost the 1980s. right? Not almost till the 1980s. And even then, it was for same-sex couples, right? Which makes sense because there probably is a little more equality when the genders are the same, you would think, right? But even that is debatable. Even that is debatable because the concept of polarity still exists in same-sex couples. The concept of polarity still exists in same-sex couples, guys. Okay? In fact, one might argue that the gay community understands polarity better than modern heterosexual communities do. Okay? Gay men have tops and bottoms, don't they? Mike Steele knows. Mike Steele knows about this. I'm just fucking with you. Gay men have tops and bottoms, right? Lesbian couples have butch and femmes, right? Right? So even same-sex couples, the idea of a partnership is kind of stupid. It's kind of stupid. It makes more sense than heterosexuals, but even still, there's some kind of polarity going on in that relationship, right? Someone's probably setting the tone and leading that relationship, okay? But it's kind of stupid even in same-sex couples, but it's less stupid in heterosexual than, you know, saying it in heterosexual relationships, right? So we get the gays and lesbians using it, right? I mean, most of us who hear someone refer to their partner almost always assumes that person's talking about their gay partner. Right? Like Rollo talks about this a lot on his stream. When he talks about his business partners, he almost always has to now make the distinction of business partner. He can't just say, oh, my partner, Mike Sartain, right? Because people are like, oh, you guys are in a romantic way. No, he's my business partner. But this whole trying to be politically correct has ruined that. So now we have to make fucking distinctions, right? No, my business partner. Y'all are fucking up our language, man. So when did the heterosexuals start using this, right? When did the heterosexuals start using it? So that's a little bit harder to pinpoint, okay? But I did find this graph, which I thought was interesting. Let's bring this up here. Trends of the word partner, okay? Trends of the word partner. As you can see by this line here, right in the 70s there is where it starts ticking up, which goes hand in hand with what I was saying, right? It corresponds to the 1979 use of domestic partner. That's when it starts going up, okay? And it seems to peak, like if you went to the website I was on, you could actually put your mouse over the lines. The peak there seems to be around 2009, and now it's slowly starting to trend downward, but it's still widely used, right? Still widely used. So what happened during that peak time, right? That peak time up around 2009-ish, okay? Well, in 2004, Massachusetts became the first state to legalize same-sex marriage, okay? That was in 2004. Followed by Connecticut in 2008 and Vermont in 2009. Okay. So Vermont 2009. In 2015, so shortly after that, DOMA, which was signed into law by Bill Clinton, who oddly enough, right, like the party of the gay party is typically what, Democrat? Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm not trying to get into politics here, right? But Bill Clinton signed into law in the 1990s, the DOMA. It was called DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act. So that was signed into effect by a Democrat. And it basically made marriage illegal. Okay. It made marriage illegal for gay people, right? It allowed for domestic partnerships. It allowed for civil unions, but it didn't allow for same-sex marriages. Okay. Well, in 2015, the Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA, was partially overturned by the Supreme Court in Obergefell versus Hodges, which forced all states to basically recognize same-sex marriages. Okay. Because what it did is it made a couple of parts of DOMA unenforceable at that point, right? It wasn't until 2022, right? So 2022, that the Respect of Marriage Act was signed into law, which totally repealed DOMA. Okay. So 2 years ago, 2022, gay marriage is now legal in all 50 states. Okay. So it's legal in all 50 states. So can you see why maybe, just maybe, it's starting to trend downwards after 2009? It's because the gay rights community has had major wins in their fight for equality of, you know, marriage, right? So it's starting to trend downwards because it's like, you don't have to call people your partner anymore if you could just get married to them, right? You could just do that, because I mean, that honestly, domestic partnership and saying my partner was a way for the gay community to basically signify, hey, this is my life partner, right? Heterosexual couples had always had the option of saying, this is my wife, this is my husband. Gay people didn't have that until recently. So they had to say that, right? So as you can see why it's trending down a little bit, right? So even gay and lesbian people, they don't have to say that anymore. They don't have to, right? They can go and get married now, and they can say like a gay guy can say, this is my husband, right? It's totally legal now and accepted in all 50 states. Okay. Two lesbian women can refer to each other as wives now. This is my wife. This is my wife, right? Alan just wrote a word wall here. What do we got here? He says, I don't like the word partner. Will this all show? Wow. This is, if you guys want to write a word wall, you guys could do so on Facebook. Look at this. I don't like the word partner if I am in a romantic relationship. Whenever I see a couple refer to each other like that, they seem diminished in my view. If it's within a hetero relationship, to me, the best relationship is boyfriend-girlfriend dynamic, separate residences, getting together for physical and romantic fun, not doing things that you don't want to do. So, for example, if I want to see AC/DC and she does not, no big deal to me. I would go see AC/DC by myself or with another friend. That does get cut off there. So let's see here. Yeah, it got cut off for me. I can't see the rest of that, but you get the point. I agree. I'm not trying to get married either. But still, gay and lesbian couples can still say my boyfriend and my girlfriend, can't they? And they do. They often do. All right? But the distinction of partner was usually because of a civil union, which was supposed to be like the same as marriage, but it didn't have that name to it, right? Now they can do that. So they don't need to call each other partners anymore if they want to get the government involved in their relationship. And to be honest, the only people that are winning by having the gays get married are the divorce attorneys. Okay. Those are the only people that are winning with that. More power to them, though. More power to them. Guys, do get my book. Go to books.comeonmanpod.com. You can get my book. It's available in all formats, including Audible. If you guys have an Audible subscription, use your next credit on my audiobook. It was narrated by my good friend RP Thor. If you guys want autograph copies, I do have some available. I'll drop a link in the chat here. I do have autograph copies available if you click the link in the chat there. It's also in the description. But I'll mail you an autograph copy, and it's the same price as buying it on Amazon. You just also get an autograph with it. All right. That being said, let's move on here. So you guys, we talked about the gays, right? Well, we still didn't answer the question as to when did the heterosexual start using it. So that's really difficult to track down. The graph does offer some insight, right? It does offer some insight. Like if we look at it, right near the peak, right near 2000 is where we start getting to the peak, you know? It does offer some insight. But from Googling around, it looks like, or maybe around the 2012-ish mark, it really started to take off for same-sex couples. So it wasn't even that long ago. Basically, right during the peak of fighting for legal gay marriage and right before it became legal, we started saying it for same-sex couples too, right? So why did heterosexuals start saying it? So here are three reasons, according to a post I found from Stack Exchange, where some people asked, people were asking that very question. So this was back in 2015. This one guy surmised that there's basically three reasons here, right? We have political correctness. He said, with the rise of gay culture and the acceptance of same-sex relations in the Western world, partner provides a gender-neutral word to describe someone's significant other. By using partner, a person would not have to reveal the sex of their significant other. And so this use, especially among the internet and countercultures, is the same of political correctness, then spread to opposite sex couples. Okay. The thing is, though, if you're trying to, let's say you're a closeted gay person and you're saying partner because you're trying to hide the fact that you're gay, right? And you don't want to reveal the sex of your, you know, boyfriend or husband. When you say the word partner, it's like people automatically assume that you're gay anyway. So why even hide it? Why just stop? We're just assuming you're gay anyway. Just stop. Okay. Relationship complexities is the next reason. Boyfriend and girlfriend are somehow perceived as narrowly defining a relationship, implying certain undesirable characteristics about that couple's relationship. With the growth of the internet, casual dating, and delayed marriage, relationships have become more complicated than ever. Partner is used to neutrally describe the relationship without implying too much or too little about how the couple feel about each other. This may have come from the historic use of partner to describe a significant other in a domestic partnership. That's why I'm going to play a video that a lady's describing this. She's like, "What if I'm not supposed to say partner? Like, what am I supposed to say? What about a situationship?" Look, situationships don't fucking exist. There's no such thing as a situationship. Just fucking stop, okay? Ladies, if you would describe your relationship as a situationship, then you're either a plate or you're a side piece. I hate to break it to you. You know what I mean? Like, if you can't actively describe your relationship as a relationship because you're not sure what the fuck's going on and the guy hasn't made that clear somehow, you're either a side piece or you're a plate. Okay. That's it. There's no such thing as a situationship. You can make yourself feel better by calling it that, but it's not. You're a side piece or a fucking plate. All right. We'll get into that in a little bit. Opposition to the patriarchy, guys. The patriarchy, similar to political correctness, terms like marriage and boyfriend or girlfriend are perceived by the hippie or hipster cultures to have come from a time of patriarchy. Partner is a way to escape this historic oppression. It's an oppression of relationships. Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway, that all makes sense, right? Some people also just don't know what else to say, which is weird for me to hear because nobody said partner in the 1990s, right? When I grew up. But what gave me the idea for this video was this TikTok from my friend, right? Which I mentioned already. She goes by Green Cowland and she makes some pretty good MRA related content. It's a woman doing it and bless her heart, but it's still very idealistic and egalitarian, which just doesn't fucking work, but that's neither here nor there. She still seems like cool people to me. But she made this video, which I stitched, and that also gave me the idea to just do this stream.
If someone ever refers to you as your partner, that's a good sign. You quash that.
Okay, I'm a little bit confused by all these videos because I'm seeing more and more where you shouldn't say your partner. So obviously, when I talk about my fiance, I say my fiance. and eventually it will be my husband. But when I make videos, I say your partner, because it could be your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your fiance, your husband, your wife, your situationship. Like, am I supposed to sit there and name all these terms every time I try to make a video? Because I don't know how else I'm supposed to word things. So if any of you guys know, I guess leave it in the comments. Other than your partner, I don't know what else I'm supposed to say. Because a lot of my videos can apply to man or woman or whatever your partner is. Your partner works for all of it. Isn't that what they are? They're your partner in life. Yes, you may not do the same things or have the exact same roles in your partnership, but you probably work together to hit each other's goals or your combined goals, right? So it's your partner in life, your partner.
Yeah, I know. And what Rich is talking about there is like, if your girl's calling, say, you know, referring to you as her partner and you got to squash that. Yeah. I mean, that's basically, you need to have more frame, right? You gotta have strong frame to get her on board with you, right? And if she doesn't get on board, well, she gets to step in, okay? And she mentioned situationships, right? And again, it's not a fucking thing, right? Ladies, if he's not your husband or boyfriend, you're a plate or you're a side piece. Guys, if she's not your girlfriend or wife, then she's a plate, a fuck buddy, or you're her sneaky link. Think about that. If she's referring to your guys' relationship as a situationship, she's fucking other dudes. Okay? She's fucking other dudes. Second, it's okay to say girlfriend or wife in the same sentence. Right? So if you're making a video and it's geared towards men, you can say, hey, your girlfriend or wife. Right, you can say that in the same fucking sentence, guys. It's amazing. We can say that. All right. If you're talking to women, you could say your husband or boyfriend. Okay, you can say that in the same fucking sentence. Okay. You can say all four. Right. You can say, look, if you're a guy, husband or wife. If you're a girl, your boyfriend or husband. Or I'm sorry. If you're a woman, your husband or boyfriend. If you're a man, your girlfriend or wife. Okay, you can say that in the same sentence, okay? And how much time are you really saving when saying the word partner anyway, right? That's what it comes down to. Well, partner just sort of goes to all those things, right? So I just say partner saves time. Just saves fucking time. But again, partner insinuates equality in the relationship, and there just isn't equality in the relationship. There's no equality in the sexual marketplace. Even when you're out dating, right? Guys typically have to pay for dates. Women aren't typically paying for dates, right? And if you make a girl pay for a date, that will dry her vagina up so much because there's no equality in the sexual marketplace. Like women, like even if they feel like they're strong, independent women and they don't need no man, they still want you to pay for the fucking drinks. They still do. And if they offer to pay, it's usually a shit test. And as soon as you go, yeah, yeah, why don't you pay? They're like, oh, this is over. Because there's no fucking equality. Say it with me, guys. There's no fucking equality in the sexual marketplace. Get over it. Okay. Another reason not to say partner, even if you think you are doing the politically correct thing, is to realize that you are offending. You guys are offending some gay and lesbian people. Yes, they think you are appropriating their term. Bet you didn't think about that, did you? Bet you didn't think about that, Mr. Lefty Magoo. You did not. You are offending them. They think you're appropriating their term and therefore are offending them. Here's some quotes from a New York Post article I found. I'll drop a link to that in the chat here. Yeah, we're doing good. We're doing good. Drop a link to that in the chat here. It's from New York Post. This actually was from last year, right? This was from last year. So it says in the article, there are still people that have a negative reaction to the use of the word partner by non-LGBTQRSTUV couples. With one of the main reasons being that for a long time, using the term was a way for people in the gay community to avoid stigmatization and persecution. Okay. The fact that straight people can opt in and opt in and out of using gender-neutral language like partner doesn't sit right with some people. It says here, last month, U.S. podcast host and journalist Katie Herzog sparked a lively debate on Twitter by claiming the only time straight people should use the term partner is when they are talking about their podcast host. There were many people who agreed with her, with one commenter claiming they always found it odd when straight married people use this term. This other person said, oh my God, yes, this is such a pet peeve of mine if people don't get it, probably because they are straight. Another wrote that one. Let's see. One added, when I hear straight people use it, I assume they're gay and then get confused later when I figure out they're not. Another claimed the only time straight people should use the term partner is never. Okay. These are gay people. These are the LGBTQRSTUV people saying stop using it. Okay. Now, this blog post I found, I'll drop a link to this in the chat too. Let's see here. Let me open it up in another tab. This post here was written in by a reader to this blog post or blog called Mixed Feelings. And this person writes in and says, hi, my problem feels insignificant, but it's also been irritating me to no end, to the point I keep questioning why it bothers me so much. My partner, this is a she, they, I think she's a lesbian. So she's in the alphabet community. My partner recently came out as non-binary and wanted me to drop all gendered language, which I did with no problem. Since then, I've been more aware of gendered language used by others in reference to my partner, others, and myself. I've noticed many cis women often avoid using gendered language. This is cool and very welcome, but it bleeds into calling their cis male boyfriends, fiancés, and husbands partner instead of a gendered label. I understand the desire to move towards more inclusive language, but sometimes it feels like they're trying to camouflage into a queer space, as I often assume they are queer until I meet or see a picture of their cis male significant other. I use partner because that is the term my significant other wants me to use. But for my queer friends with partners who are not cis, it's also a way to shield them and their partner from uninvited questions or potential harm. Am I getting annoyed at a complete non-issue? Or are non-queer people trying to slip into queer spaces and doing so by masking themselves through the utilization of queer language? Right? You're offending the gays, okay? You're offending the gay and queer people and non-binary and whatever they're calling themselves these days, okay? You're offending them by using their language. So if you're not one of them, stop it. Just fucking stop. You're not, you know, being a do-gooder. You're not. just fucking stop. The New York Post article also cited this other one here, which I'm not going to read through. But it's another article that basically talks about how the LGBTQ community, LGBTQRST, I don't know all the different letters. There's so many fucking letters now. But it's basically another article talking about why it's offensive to them that straight people are using this term. Okay. So just fucking stop. Okay. Even standard gay and lesbian people don't have to use the term anymore. They don't have to. Okay. They have equal marriage rights. They don't have to use the term anymore. So none of us really have to use it. We'll get back to this in a minute though. We have some other super chats here. We have, what is Chuck the Painter? Is that five? What is that? What currency is that? Five something or another. He says, geez, so how am I supposed to name my car's Fleshlight now? I understood that reference. I understood that reference. He gets this one here.
Damn, that's a cold ass honky.
Yeah, for that comment, he's definitely a cold ass honky. It's the Mater Bater. Everyone knows it has a name already. And then Mike Farrow with a $2 Canadian. Thanks, brother. Hey, I hope to see you in beer club tomorrow, man. I'm going to give him this one.
Respect the cock and tame the cunt.
Paul, that was a very misogynistic soundbite for a super chat. Yes. And if you send in a super chat, I will play that for you too. Mike Steele says that's euros. Okay, euros. Thank you for the five euros. I appreciate that. Okay, so we'll wrap up here, guys. So if we get back to the three reasons mentioned above, right? Heterosexual people use the term that we mentioned before, right? The three reasons why heterosexuals are using partner. We have politically correctness. We have relationship complexities. We have opposition to patriarchy. We could also add fucking laziness to it, right? We can add laziness to it. Politically correct for whom? Okay. You're still offending some LGBTQRSTUV people. So how are you really being politically correct? Because you're still offending some people. Okay. Relationship complexities is a lie. All right. It's really not that fucking complicated, especially in heterosexual couples. You're either a boyfriend or girlfriend, or you're a husband or a wife, or you're fucking not. Okay. It's complicated. No, it's not. Fuck, stop it. Opposition to patriarchy is a lie. Okay. Women still respond to dominance. Even if you get the most boss bitch woman out there, she still doesn't want to be the boss bitch in the relationship, right? A vast majority of boss bitches out there don't want to have to make decisions when they get home. They've been making decisions all fucking day. They want their husband or boyfriend to make some fucking decisions, okay? They want to relax into their feminine, all right? That's just natural masculine feminine nature. Did you guys hear my dog shaking over here? Would you stop? You're a professional podcaster. You're supposed to be anyway. You failed me. So women still respond to dominance, right? And then the laziness, like, oh, well, it just saves time to say partner because I'm talking about different couples. You could say couple too. You could say couple, right? I don't know. I don't fucking stop. I say all four, right? I say you're boyfriend or girlfriend, your husband or wife. I'll say that in the same fucking sentence, okay? I don't need to save time by saying partner, right? All right, so in conclusion, stop. Just fucking stop. Would you stop? Hey, come here. Come here. Come here, baby. Come here. She keeps shaking. Like, what are you doing? Stop. God damn, every time I talk. Come over here. Come over here. All right. Just stop. Stop using the word partner. The only people who remotely have a good reason to use it are the non-binary people. Okay. But that's because they're confused anyway. All right. Anything to simplify things for themselves will probably make everyone else's brain hurt less. All right. So yeah, that makes a little bit of sense. Okay. Society is pushing this narrative. Okay, of gender equality, which is making women less like women. It's making men less like men. Okay. Then they're trying to make us boring and androgynous. Right? They're trying to make us boring and androgynous. Okay. Don't let the powers that be do that to you. Okay. Don't let the powers that be do that to you. To quote Pook, anyone can be androgynous, okay? And being androgynous is not a virtue, and being masculine is not a vice, all right? All right. All right, go lay down. There we go. I'm just going to take this off you because you can't stop shaking. When I mean shaking, she just keeps doing this thing and rattling her collar. All right. All right, guys. Speaking of Pook, that's all I have for this episode. Tune into the podcast on Friday where I continue my Book of Pook series. This is the Book of Pook right here. This is the Book of Pook right here, okay? Tune into to the podcast Friday. I'm continuing the Book of Pook where I'm going to be knocking out chapters 3 through 17. I'm going to do it all of those in one episode because those go over the 15 lessons for a young man. And I'm like, I'll just make that one big episode. So tune into that. That should be a good one. Guys, if you haven't done so already, where is this at? Here we go. Please like, subscribe, hit those notifications. New episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Thanks for everyone that sounded off in the live chat today. I appreciate it. Thanks for all the super chats. That supports the show more than anything else. Follow me on social media. The links are in the description. Get on the email list, guys, list.comeonmanpod.com. Do get my book, books.comeonmanpod.com. We'll take you to the Amazon authors page. If you guys have an Audible credit available, get the book on Audible and listen to that. My friend RP Thor did the narration for it. And then, guys, do join Beer Club, beer.comeonmanpod.com. Our next meetup is tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Hopefully, I will see you there. Other than that, we will see you on Friday for the Book of Puck.
This has been the Come On Man podcast. Now, go out and get it.